Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board. Join us as we face the issues. As some have put the statement, joining in, putting in your 2 cents worth. Love to have you participate in the broadcast today. An issue that I believe should be very, very important to each and every listener, each and every one in America and around the globe should listen up as to where we're headed and what's taking place in the old world in which we're living. And perhaps you've asked the question, with all that we see taking place in America and around the globe, we see what is happening in Iran with the nuclear weapons on the fast track, see what is taking place in North Korea with the flexing of the muscles from the little rocket man and firing missiles across into Japan, 4, 5, or 6 just in the past week to 10 days that's been fired. See what's taking place in Ukraine with Russia and the invasion. Of course, Joe Biden blames the high gas prices and the oil prices on the Russian invasion into Ukraine. What do you do with the events that we see on a global basis? What do you do in response to that? What will be the trickle-down effect to all that we're seeing with these focuses on the international intrigue and with what is taking place today in America and around the globe? I'm looking at headlines, World War III stage being set for the U.S. to go to war with China and Russia simultaneously. Another headline, North Korea fires ballistic missiles over Japan. Residents are warned to take cover. Another headline, North Korea missile flies over Japan, prompting take shelter warnings. Another headline, Petraeus predicts the United States will lead NATO in response to take out Russia and force Russian forces if Putin uses nuclear weapons. And I could go on and on and on with the headlines. Another headline, Russian nuclear military train is seen on the move in possible warning to the West that Putin is prepared to escalate Ukrainian war. Another headline, here are the desperate measures Europeans are taking to save energy this winter. We're watching the hand of God and the prophetic eschatological text found in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. But ladies and gentlemen, all that I said in just these few moments brings to the trickle down of what shall take place. Not maybe, not perhaps, not some hypothetical conspiracy theory, but we will have a global bankruptcy, international global bankruptcy is on the fast track for this old world. How do I know? Because the Bible tells me so. We're going to talk about that on this broadcast today. So stay tuned. Invite others to tune in. Perhaps you think your money is safe in a shoebox under your bed. Perhaps you think that your savings in some savings account or retirement account, perhaps you think that is safe. Perhaps you think that nothing can happen, that you're not worried about it because you're financially secure. Well, I've got news for you. There is no such thing as financial security in America or around the globe. We're on the fast track for seeing the absolute implosion globally in the financial markets. We're watching all of the triggers being pulled. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the fulfillment, future fulfillment of Revelation, the 18th chapter, when the scripture says Babylon is fallen, is fallen. It's talking about the Babylonish global economic system that shall collapse at one fell swoop. That's what we'll be talking about today. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we talk about issues of this nature, or whatever it may be, we're talking about it from a central biblicist worldview. Perhaps you've asked the question, you've heard me say that so many times, what is a central biblicist worldview? That simply means we take every event that is seen, everything that takes place on a global, statewide, national, or local level, we analyze what is taking place through the lens of Thus Saith the Word of God. It's like taking a magnifying glass, laying it over the pages of Scripture, and analyzing that through the prism of what is taking place and what God says would take place according to His Word. God does not lie. God does not have to go back and institute Plan B because Plan A failed. We are watching the fulfillment, page after page after page after page, each and every day, in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues based on the central biblicist worldview, may I say to you, the Scripture is very clear in John 8, 31 and 32. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, a major declaratory statement is made in John 17, 17, when the Word is very clear, speaking about the Word of God, the Bible. The Scripture says, thy word is truth. Truth is not sought after today. Truth is elusive today. But I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, according to Psalms 117, verse 2, truth, the truth of the Lord, shall endure forever. The Bible is not something that gets stodgy and outdated. The Bible is not something that will have to be rewritten as some modern pop-up preachers with pop-up theology and goosebump theology would have you to believe. The Bible is settled forever, and the Word of God is the truth that we need to cling to. But just as I've said so many times on this broadcast, truth is not sought after. Truth is rejected, repelled, rebuffed, and in every way dissed, as the world calls it today. Goes back to the statement from George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. George Orwell says, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see the disdain in the eyes and the lips and the mouth and the words of the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic party today. I'm not saying that the other side of the aisle is so much better, but I'm simply saying that from the left, you find a disdain for the Word of God. You find a rejection for the truth of what we say as believers. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth even to death. And I challenge you each and every day through the opening monologue on this show, that's exactly what we're called upon to do in the Word of God. We're to stand on truth, even if we have to stand alone. We're to defend truth, even if we have to do so with our lives being challenged. Remember, the Lord Jesus says, if the world hated me, it's going to hate you. Jesus said, if the world persecuted me, it's going to persecute you. Remember that the Scripture says that all of us who serve, love, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ will face persecution. So we need to count it all joy when we fall into diverse persecutions in the world today. But as Christians, so often there's the feeling that everybody ought to love me. Everything ought to go right. And that is not the way the system works, ladies and gentlemen, because the Bible says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 and following, I'll paraphrase it for the benefit of time, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, wickedness in high places. The Apostle Paul, writing in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, then goes into great detail about being armored to do battle in the world in which we're living, putting on the whole armor of God. And the main item in that armament is the shield of faith, which is the Word of God. Thy word is truth, remember? The Scripture tells us. So we need to put on, have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, wielding in our lives. And once we've done that, the Scripture says in Ephesians 6, 13, having done all, stand. Christians, listen up. We ought not to sit down, shut up, and be silent, not be seen. We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, be active as salt and light in the world in which we're living in. That's the charge, according to the Scripture, for your life and for mine. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Tam is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Tam carries the equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Tam carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Tam can answer your question about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Tam is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. It's at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, 11291 Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, ladies and gentlemen, a gigantic flag, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Tam. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Tam is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Tam is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly environment that you're working in. Tools for Tam is closed on Sundays, allowing the entire faculty and staff, all of those, ladies and gentlemen, that are on staff at Tools for Tam, are off on Sunday, allowing each one to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's word ordains it. So, ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Tam, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Tam. ToolsForTam.com, ToolsForTam.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today, a subject that many will think is simply a conspiracy theory. I can prove to you, based on the authority of Scripture, that this is, what I'm speaking of today, is not a conspiracy theory. What we're speaking of today is something that is not hypothetical, not perhaps, not maybe, but absolute, based on the authority of Scripture. So as we face the issues we're talking about today, global, international bankruptcy. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've never read chapter 18 of the book of Revelation. Chapter 18 of the book of Revelation records God's warning of the coming global international bankruptcy. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it's not something that I rejoice in saying, because when things like this take place, it'll be detrimental to everyone under the sound of my voice. It's not something that God picks and chooses and says, I'm going to pour out my wrath upon just a few, but everyone that's living in the day, final days of the tribulation is the time frame of this eschatological prophetic text in Revelation 18. But today, at this moment, in America and on a global basis, international basis, we're watching the stage being set. We're watching the puzzle being put together. We're watching the players being placed on the stage. We're looking through the curtain as a sheer curtain. We're looking through that curtain as these activities are taking place. We know that. We see that on an international basis. And we're going to look at headline after headline after headline today to validate what I'm saying to you. So the bottom line is, as we'll see during the course of this broadcast, we need to get our house in order from the Christian perspective. We need to put the puzzle together before these events take place. We need to recognize God said it, and that settles it. Whether we understand it or not, we need to be prepared for the future in this old world. Now, one of the things that I need to insert at this point is what I call a parenthetical inset. If you're saved, you will not be here when the fulfillment of all this devastation takes place. But we will, as Christians, go through the precursor days of this stage being set with what international governments are doing, what Joe Biden is setting in place today. We'll talk about that during this broadcast and what is happening in the realm of the economics and finances. And we're seeing the push for the removal of gasoline engines, removal of anything that would be called petrochemical use, and the drilling, et cetera, et cetera. That's part and parcel of pushing this nation and the globe over the cliff, the financial cliff, if you will, and bringing it to fruition in the full fulfillment of what God's word says. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you today, there will come a day in which all national and international financial markets will collapse. And according to Revelation 18, it will happen simultaneously. Up until just a few years ago, it would have been impossible. But as of the advent of computerization, all the global markets, financial markets, are linked together. What happens to one happens to all. What happens in America with the stock market and with the banking exchange, what happens to American banking and financial exchange will cause ripples around the globe because we're all interconnected. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. The area code is 904. We'd love to hear from you as we enter in this very serious, grave, not doom and gloom, but factual information about where we're going in America and around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, one day the banks will close, stock markets will fail, the world's financial markets will cease. Today we are watching the connectivity based on the internet that we have never had before, but this is the first time in these recent few decades, ladies and gentlemen, that we have seen in history where this is possible. Up until the last several decades, theologians, academics, and those that are pastors, preachers, and those that have studied the Word of God wondered how that would be possible on a global basis. But ladies and gentlemen, it is possible since the advent of the computers. But what I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, because of the internet, whatever happens to American stock market, whatever happens to the European money markets, will have a positive or a negative effect on the markets around the globe. It is something that is taking place today. I'm looking at one article. European countries are on the brink of economic disaster, according to this report, dated September the 26th this year. European countries teeter on the brink of recession, could be pushed over the edge by a harsh winter. While the continent's largest economy faces a definite recession, according to a report issued Monday. The Organization for Economic Coordination and Development, a Paris-based economic policy forum, said that the war in Ukraine had slowed global economic growth more than predicted as of early June of this year, as the report was released this past Monday. And inflation and energy shortage drives up prices of food and fuel. Germany and Russia will likely experience a full-on recession as Europe's natural gas reserve capacity creates a tentative buffer for the remaining countries. Inflationary pressure that were already present as the global economy emerged from the pandemic have been severely and gravely ruined. Germany's four major economic institutes also reversed course, predicting a full recession in 2023. Russia's clampdown on natural gas exports to some European countries has hit the continent very hard, in particular for the coming winter. Now, here's the point, and we'll take our caller in just a moment. Here's the main point. Looking at an article that says, Morgan Stanley warns something worse than a normal recession is on the horizon. Morgan Stanley's chief U.S. equity strategist Michael Wilson said that he's convinced a corporate earnings recession is coming and that it could be far worse than what we normally call a normal recession. He further states, we think this is unavoidable, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, hang on to your hats. Hang on to your wallet. Make sure that things are prepared because that 401k KEOL account, that reserve account, that retirement account, that pension plan that you think is there, that is safe. I want to tell you in advance of where we're going in this broadcast, it is not safe. And the bottom line is, we'll talk about in the concluding remarks on this broadcast, how should we then live? As Christians, what should we do in view of the catastrophic financial chaos that's going to take place in the days, the weeks, and the months, and years that are before us. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, it's very intriguing, the facts that you're giving out. What, in your best estimate, is the U.S.'s debt? I've heard a number of $60 trillion is what the ultimate, when you add all the obligations they have. What, in your best summation, what do you think our debt is?
Well, the latest statistical data that I have says $160 trillion. 160 trillion. Now, I'm not a mathematician. I can't even count that high. But all I know is that that's more than we'll ever be able to repay. And the thing is, Tom, that is so dangerous, as the interest rates go up, the cost to maintain that debt becomes astronomical. The interest rate, let's just do some hypotheticals. Based on $160 trillion that we have as far as the national debt, some is what they call under the line in bookkeeping and accounting terminology. I've never fathomed that, but that's what they call it. So what is off the books, off the records, as you and I would call it, is the debt. And the admitted debt of about $30 million, total is about $160 million. If interest rates, hypothetically, if interest rates were to get to 10%, it would cost more in interest per day than we could ever possibly repay as a result of the large size of the debt that we have. It would mean, in fact, right now, if we were to face the facts, America is financially bankrupt. The only thing that's keeping us afloat is the fact that it is the fiat money, the money that's being printed every day. And the Biden administration is causing inflation more than any other president, any other group of presidents in the history of America. And so now they claim they're trying to cool inflation and quench a coming recession. And in doing so, they're about to absolutely choke off, destroy the economic base in the United States of America. And according to several that are in the know, economically speaking, that we're going to have a full-fledged recession in 2023 greater than anything we've ever known. One even toyed with the term depression. So I'm concerned of where we're going, because we've got nuts and fruitcakes in the White House and the Oval Office and in all of the bureaucratic branches in government today that seemingly totally wide-eyed doing this. And I believe there's a motive behind it, and it's because the globalist, the global reset, the one world order that wants to see the collapse of America so that there can be a total control on an international basis.
You know, they want the collapse of the present system.
Yes.
Is that true? So that they can implement their own system.
Absolutely.
But Dr. Youngblood, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but as a very, very successful commercial real estate realtor, I know you've heard the term that there's about the whole value of the world is about $100 trillion. So what you're saying is the value of the world has already been exceeded by our debt. Does that ring in your ears when Christ said, what if you obtain the whole world but lose your soul? Is
Absolutely.
That kind of eerie? To me,
it
that's
is.
Very eerie.
It is. And yet we have people today that are gaining, gathering, getting, and clawing for every dime they can. Someone said, I'm going to get all I make all I can all I get, and then sit on the can. That's the mindset. And multitudes today do not realize that what they're doing is selling their own soul for the gain and the grabbing and the getting.
Yeah. Dr. Youngblood, one other thing. Do you notice it's kind of strange? It ties in. Everything you're saying is a fact. And there's a fact. Did you know the Euphrates River, if you look at a satellite picture, you can almost walk across it right now?
Very,
normally,
very,
that's a
very, very low as far as the water level, yes.
Yes, yes. And going down.
Yes.
So when you add all of these things up, it sure strengthens Scripture, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. And I'm not excited about harm and danger and the damage and the devastation. I'm excited about the fact that God said it, that settles it, and we are living in an era, a generation, that we're watching the Word of God leaping off the pages of Scripture onto the daily news, newspapers, television, and Internet. We're watching God's Word coming to fruition.
Yes. You know, Dr. Youngblood, I don't care if I'm wearing a barrel with two straps on it and I'm hungry and dirty, but I see his face. That's what I'm looking for. I just want to see his face.
Amen. There's an old song that says, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus.
You're right. You're right. And how can a Christian not think he's going to escape this tribulation when we're going to be here as all of this begins.
We are here as it begins, fortunately. Thank God for it, that when it comes to full fruition, we'll be snatched out of this old world, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, and what is called the rapture of the body of Christ.
Yeah, we won't suffer the great tribulation, but we will suffer some tribulation.
Yes, we're going through days of tribulation. That word tribulation is the word telepsis in the Greek text. It means pressure, problems, pain, difficulties. But that tribulation that shall take place, as you said, called the great tribulation, will take place after the rapture of the church has occurred. And so I'm thankful.
Yes.
And I say to every listener today, look up, lift up your head. The scripture says, for our redemption draweth nigh. We're watching the hand of God as it moves across this universe and bringing about what God's word has already said that he shall do. And I rejoice in that fact. Tom, thank you so much, brother, for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draws nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're tuned in by internet, it's 904-834-831-0917. I'm thankful that you're here. Thankful that you're our listening audience. Looking forward to each and every day this broadcast that we might share together what God is doing and looking at the plan of God through the lens of the Word of God and what God's Word is saying. Let me read an article. The headlines are pretty, how would you say, frightening just on the headlines. I'll take a moment, read two or three paragraphs of this about 15-page article. It says, a banking crisis looming on the horizon. Just this week, we got confirmation that our financial system is, again, on the brink of collapse when the Bank of England, that's the BOE, was forced to enact a de facto bailout of the pension plan funds of the United Kingdom. On September the 28th, around noon, the Bank of England stepped back into the glitz market and started buying government bonds with longer maturities to stop the collapse of their own value, which could have caused the financial system to become unhinged overnight. Pension funds were faced with major margin calls, which threatened to cause a rapidly cascading run on the liabilities, as trust in their liquidity and sovereignty would have become questioned by a wielding circle of investors and customers. Effectively, the Bank of England stepped in to limit the vicious cycle and the circle of margin calls faced by the pension funds because of the crashing value of the glitz. Further, the article states, without the Bank of England's intervention, mass insolvencies pension funds with about $3 trillion worth of assets, and thus most likely other financial institutions, could have commenced on the afternoon. It's obvious that if one of these major financial hubs in the world, the City of London, would face a financial panic, it would spread to the rest of the world and around the globe in an instant. It looks as though the global financial system was pulled from the brink of collapse once again by central bankers. However, this was only a temporary fix, this article says. Further, it says it's now clear that an outright financial collapse threatens the entire Western world, because if pension funds, often considered by dull investors because of their risk-averse investing profile, face the threat to their insolvency, it can happen to any of the financial institutions in the Western economies. I consider that the banking sector will be the next in line for the collapse, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a serious subject today. Whatever affects the banks in Europe affects the banks in America, and vice versa. Whatever affects the stock market any place, it affects it around the globe. We're talking about the coming global international bankruptcy. Ladies and gentlemen, hang on. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.